his own. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Monsieur Dandy with Madame Roberta. And Madame, are you both Madames? Madames. Let's see, what is it? Is it what,
are you ready?
Am I single? Am I a Madame?
I think, what's the difference? Mademoiselle and Madame. What's the difference between the two?
Mademoiselle, I think, is a young girl. Madame is like an old man.
All right, so you're a Madame and she's Mademoiselle.
Can I ask you this, Dougie?
Yes, you may, Jennifer.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame foot's caught in the door. You're welcome.
All right. Dr. Jack Stockwell will examine us in a few moments. In the meantime, Roberta is covering a story, bulletin, the list of the most violent states in terms of crime.
Highest violent crime.
Has been released by the Federal Bureau of Bumbling. And what have they come up with, Roberta?
Well, what do you think is the most violent state? Which state do you think?
Well,
one would
gravitate to a larger state,
right,
like New York or California, but I'm guessing that's probably
thinks. That's what everybody
not
thinks.
Correct. I'm
it's
guessing
the
that it is.
FBI compilation.
Okay.
It's statistics for rape, robbery, murder, and aggravated assault.
Has to be in the South.
Okay, most violent state in the U.S., according to the FBI? Tennessee.
Wow. Really?
Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Followed
right, so what's the,
by...
you want to go through the list, the top 10 most violent states?
Well, they'll give you the top ones. You've right. got Nevada, mm-hmm. Arkansas, New Mexico, South Carolina,
really?
Delaware, Louisiana, Florida, Maryland, and Oklahoma.
These are the most violent, 10 most violent states.
Yep.
Okay, do we have the ones that are most peaceful?
No. They just did the most violent states.
That's your problem.
Andy. Okay, the most violent states in the United States of America.
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 Yep, most violent states. And they say, actually, these are because they're high poverty, low income states.
Poverty.
High poverty, low income states.
Mm-hmm. How many people have had a great year? How many people at the end of the year are you going to say that you've had a great...
You're talking personally, financially, socially?
I think any and all factors, because they all enter into our quality of life. So, in general, have you got a personal story of failure or success for the year? Anything. I think that a lot of people measure it in different ways. Some people look at their stocks, as you were suggesting, and earlier you said that 40% of the money is now being held in cash by those
by
who
wealthy.
Are wealthy. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what kind of a personal year have you had? Kenny, would you say you had a good, all around, if you look at your year, the year 2013, would you say you had a positive year?
I'd say I'd have I had a positive but challenging year.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Jennifer?
My inclination, it's an interesting question, is to say yes, it was a great year. But when I think about it, I think about the items that actually occurred to my family and challenges that we had. It wasn't our best year. It wasn't like positively. But you know what? Every year to me that you finish and that you complete and you can kind of check off your list is a great year, because life is just what it is. It's nothing's always perfect. It's filled with ups and downs. So, yes, I would say it's a great year. But was it filled with challenges for me personally? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about you? Let's see. Kenny, yes. Roberta, what's your story?
Financially, it's been disastrous. I mean, absolutely disastrous year. Just personally, after the past 7 years that I've been through the living hell, this year has been awesome.
I was going to say, you've actually had like a pretty good personal year, I think.
Oh, yeah. Personally, yeah, absolutely awesome.
Well, I guess it depends. How do you define what makes a good year, or what makes a good? What does it mean to be personally better off? It takes into account lots of different things: your personal life, romance, and loved ones, and money,
inner peace, and the amount of turmoil outside of you personally that is affecting you. That factor has gone down astronomically. Unfortunately, it's gone down because of the death of my parents. Personally, as far as inner peace goes, it's been an awesome year.
I think this has been a big year of growth for me. Mm-hmm. Not so much. I mean, it's been filled with challenges, but I think it's been a big growth year. And I think that's actually maybe true for everybody. It seems like one of those years where you may have turned a corner. Maybe you're not at your end result yet, but I think a lot of people have learned things this year, at least.
Learning.
Yeah.
Good learning curve. Yeah, that's good. Speaking of learning, we're going to learn in several ways in this hour, not only about the news of the day, the information that people need or are talking about. We're also going to have Dr. Jack Stockwell join us in a few minutes to talk about some of the medical news. And later in the hour, we have Pablo Picasso's grandson joining us on the program. His name is Oliver. Is it Oliver or Olivier, Kenny? Olivier Picasso, or is it Oliver? I noticed it's
spelled. It looks like Olivier.
Olivier, yeah, it does. Okay, all right. Anyway, we are going to meet him later in this hour, but stand by for Dr. Jack Stockwell next here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour Big Logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter a $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must drink and must mask it responsibly.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Quarter after the hour, 15 past, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're joined by one of our medical experts on Good Day, Dr. Jack Stockwell, whose website, jackstockwell.com, always is full of amazing special reports. We'll talk about one of the monthly special reports Jack has after I sort of get an overview from you as to the foggy brain syndrome, which is created by not having enough sleep. Restless nights. Last night, for me, there are a lot of reasons in the last few months that I have been restless at night. But last night, Charlotte got into something, and so she was up, and so I was up. And I didn't really go back to sleep. I started reading a book that I had found a week or so ago. And as I think about it's the season for me to get my physicals, get checked out by you and Dr. Ken and anybody else. Dr. Hoffman's going to check me out this year. I'm very fortunate because I have a good, strong heart and a good constitution. But for the most part, people who don't have good sleep habits, who are restless for whatever the reason, find themselves with compromised hearts. Is that a good way of putting it, Jack?
Oh, that's a very good way of putting it.
And, people are tired all the time usually have a problem with their heart. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's a definite link between the two. You can have heart problems and still get good sleep. You can get good sleep and not, or a bad sleep and not have heart problems. But for a lot of people, there's a definite relationship. Good sleep is defined as 7 hours or more.
Mm-hmm. But and it's not just being asleep, it's the quality of the sleep. Are you in a REM zone? Or
well, that's it.
And how long do you have to stay in the REM zone?
I was just reading a report the other day that talked about the disappearance of night. And by that, they mean there is so much artificial light going on around us all the time that it's very difficult for certain parts of our brain to register the fact that it is nighttime, that it is time to go to sleep. The artificial lights coming in from the streets, the clock on your nightstand next to the bed, your iPhone lighting up at night when you get some late message from the New York Times or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
These things, even though they don't wake you up, they will disturb the level of sleep. Caffeine in the afternoon. There's another study that says you shouldn't have any caffeinated drinks past 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon because that caffeine can linger for 10 hours and involve your sleep later at night. So the whole idea here is, here's the tricks. Try not to eat anything past 5 or 6 p.m. Don't have any caffeinated drinks. There should be a sufficient amount of time that you're allowing yourself to get ready for bed instead of a rush to hurry up and get to bed and then a rush to hurry up and get to sleep. It's, you know, when you look at what our ancestors did, no TV, and I'm talking two generations, or at least our great-grandparents, no TV, no radio, probably had a potbelly stove trying to keep the place warm. This is the way we've been for thousands and thousands of years. And so we have all this artificial stuff thrust upon us now that greatly disturbs the ability to go through, as you were talking about, Doug, the REM and then the deep and then the REM and then the deep and this dream sequence and then deep, deeper sleep and then delta, theta, alpha, delta, theta, beta, these different levels of sleep that we are genetically designed to cycle through. And it's the artificial world that's around us that's disturbing us to a great degree, not to mention the health of the gut, mm-hmm. the kinds of foods that we're eating that are loaded with all kinds of artificial stuff that keeps the liver working too late after we've gone to sleep. If you're waking up every morning around 3 or 4 a.m., something like that, your liver is disturbed. It's trying to handle the artificial dyes. It's handling the MSG. It's handling the GMOs. It's handling the color stabilizers, the mold inhibitors, the flavor enhancers. So moving towards a more natural source of dietary intake would help a lot.
All right, so having said that, we have about a minute for a further explanation of using your digestion to predicate. You've got a special report in your newsletter, which you can get at jackstockwell.com, aimed at helping people avoid cold and flus, and it's just what you say all the time, have a healthy gut, right?
Well, that's what it comes down to. The health of the gut determines the health of the body. Hippocrates was right 2,500 years ago. All disease begins in the gut. All health begins in the gut.
And ends there if you're not healthy.
Well, that's it. A sick gut, you're going to have a sick body and a sick heart and sick sleep.
And that's one of the things that this time of year, because there's so much partying going on, drinking, eating, and that kind of stuff, that's really why I wanted to bring it to the surface. Dr. Good. Jack Stockwell, jackstockwell.com is his website here on Good Day.
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Cash coming the first part, I think, of next year. Not when it's coming out. This summer was recorded in the early 80s, never released by Columbia Records, Kenny, is that right?
Yeah, 1981 to 84, different parts of it were recorded, but then there was a big shakeup at the record label, and the album just got shelved.
They never threw anything away, though. And so the family wants to renew this. And so it's, you know, a lot of people with great memories of Johnny Cash, the things that he stood for. He died, he was very young. He abused a lot of alcohol, tobacco, drugs and stuff, so he only lived to be 71. But man, did that guy work at it. I think the anniversary of his 80th birthday or 81st birthday, they are digging out this tape of a lot of his other, of his late music, because that would have been, the 80s would have been the later, I mean, his career started at 53, 54, so, but it would be nice to see, there's a story about it that sort of clears up exactly what it is, where it comes from, at DougStefan.com today. Speaking of that, at DougStefan.com, also our video of the day. Roberta found this video from WestJet Airlines, which serves Canada and the United States. WestJet went to some great lengths to bring Christmas joy to their passengers. There's no audio that goes with this, but the video is worth the trouble, because there are a lot of great looks on the passengers' faces when they get to the destination and see what arrives for them when they get to baggage claim. It's just one of those cool, warm things. So Roberta found that. Thank you. Everybody contributes to what is in our video of the day box. If you have a contribution, you see something viral, you think it's cool, send it along. Share it with us. If you want to, send it to facebook.com/Good Day Show, and we'll use it, or send it to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. That'd be swell, because there is so much material around these days. We can't see it all, and I'd like to be able to extend our reach and get these things out to people who would certainly appreciate them. And I know you'll appreciate what the video of the day offers for you today in terms of just fun stuff, good thinking. Meanwhile, the Beatles are set for a festival and a celebration, even though they're no more Beatles. I bet you we have some Beatles Christmas music. Right.
Now, you lads, have you just shout Happy Christmas for us at this day?
All right.
Hey, Happy Christmas. Yeah. From 1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Your wife Yoko, do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards
Christmas
eating.
All right, so Roberta,
right.
As a celebration in New York, is this Ed Sullivan related? Where did Roberta go?
Yeah, I'm here. Coming up February 9th, the 50th anniversary, can you believe it, of the Beatles' first live performance on American television on the Ed Sullivan Show.
So that's February.
So a whole bunch of cool stuff going on in New York.
Yeah, first part of February.
Huh. Yep, they touched down, I think, the first time on February 7th, and mm-hmm. then they appeared on February 9th. So through February 6th through 9th in 2014... it's going to be the New York City Beatles 50th celebration.
Good job, Roberta.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick. Good
I'm
job.
Impressed.
All right, it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
So you won the lottery. Really?
These false lottery winnings, or someone who wants to give you a prize and you have to pay a fee up front before you get the prize.
Forget it. Walk on by. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
If you've really won something, you're not going to have to pay a fee or foreign taxes or anything like that up front.
And don't trust those claims that a friend's in trouble out of the country. So send cash. AARP financial educator, John Dauphiné.
Hang up. Delete the email. That is a scam.
Finally, watch out for lunch and dinner seminars.
They are marketed as an educational session, often with a free meal, and then it becomes not educational, but a really hard sell. The folks doing the selling are so good and so manipulative
that you may be sweet-talked into something fraudulent or a really bad deal. For more tips on fraud, check out aarp.org/protectyourfinances. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Much of the country. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program. Imagine what it's like in this weather if you are homeless. Can you imagine living in a situation where you didn't have any place to sleep and you're outside? How many of us can even begin to imagine what it feels like? I was thinking about that as we were looking over. There's actually a couple of stories about living as a homeless person at DougStephan.com today. Just picture yourself. Use your imagination and think about what in the world it would be like if you had no place to call home, no place to stay. Well, I can remember when I was working in Washington, the studio I used was two blocks up from the White House. It was 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue. I used to have to step. I'd get in there in the morning at 4:30, and I'd have to step over three or four people who were asleep on the grates in front of the building because there was heat coming out of the heating system in Washington, and the subway system kind of connect. And so, and I guess in New York, do the same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing. They sleep on the grates,
to stay warm.
But they sleep in the subway. That's a very common thing to do.
Well, that's not as bad.
It's warm down there, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but there are places. I mean, there are thousands of homeless shelters that sit empty because people don't want to go there. They want to be. They choose the lifestyle that they lead. I mean, they're not, and this is not in every case, and I'm not trying to sound insensitive, but it's like, I mean, if you volunteer at a homeless shelter, at least in L.A., I guarantee you most of the time it's at least 70%, and I'm being pretty generous, 70% empty.
Really?
I think a lot of the homeless say they don't feel safe in the homeless shelters.
Because?
There's a lot of crime. You know, they get things stolen from them, that they get assaulted in various ways. So I think that's one of the issues in the homeless shelters.
Well, the story at DougStephan.com, actually we have a couple of homeless stories today. The story of Leo Grand, who considers himself lucky when the doorman at the apartment building nearby lets him change his Chromebook without issue. He's got an app called Trees for Cars that just launched, and the new coder needs to make sure that his computer is ready to go for the day. And the apartment building, the guys that he's in this apartment building with have been a great help for months. This guy started working on his venture. It was warm outside. The Trees for Cars thing is a mobile app that aims to save the environment by helping users carpool to their destinations. And this guy, Leo Grand, programmed the entire thing himself from the streets of Manhattan with just 16 weeks of coding lessons. It also provides information on how much CO2 the user is saving with each ride, further encourages environmental awareness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This fellow was approached by a young programmer named Patrick McGonigal with an idea. Take $100. This guy's homeless. Remember, Leo Grand, he's homeless. Mm-hmm. Or take an opportunity to learn how to code. Grand, who's been homeless since 2011, after he lost his job at MetLife, was priced out of his neighborhood when the high-rise went up next to him, and that changed the inflated the values. Whenever anything like that happened, no matter where you are, it's going to affect the value of the real estate. And everybody, if you're renting, they're going to want to charge more for the rent. Anyway, this guy, Leo Grant, wanted to learn code. So the two people, Grand and his mentor, Mr. McGonigal, met every day where Leo sleeps. And they met for an hour. McGonigal taught Grand how to program using three used books from Amazon and a refurbished Chromebook. And this is something that, I guess, when you think about it, you wonder why people are homeless. Is it because they're mentally disturbed? Is it because they are antisocial? Is it because they can't get a job? Yeah, sometimes this is a choice, believe it or not.
Sometimes it's a choice.
And sometimes it's a choice. So in this circumstance, this guy didn't have any place to live. He was asking Mr. McGonigal for money. McGonigal says no. And this is pretty smart. McGonigal recognized the guy must have some talent. He looked him over, sized him up, said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you this computer. I'm going to teach you how to be a programmer, and you can make as much money as you want to. So that's what he's doing. But he's still homeless. You got to wonder where he goes to get his check. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably post office box, maybe.
The app just launched this week, so there probably hasn't been any checks
money
yet.
Right. How do you see
maybe he set up PayPal or something like that. So he has
how do you
online.
See the app working, Kenny?
I'm not sure. It's not something that I'm interested in because I don't have a commute since I work from home.
Right.
But I would imagine, especially in New York, that I would think there'd be a lot of interest in it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting the word out there.
Again, to recap.
Or in cities like L.A., I would imagine, too.
New York,
any
L.A.
city that has a lot of, you know, cars or commuting, which actually is most of the country for the most part. I think the majority of people do take their cars to work, do commute to work by driving.
Yeah.
Because unless you're in a city with a vast transportation system like New York, there's no way to get to work.
Right. I just threw New York out there because that's where he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I just think that it's an interesting way to look at a couple of different problems. And so the story is that he's developed a smartphone app to help save the environment by helping users find carpools. And mm-hmm. something that somebody might have done in an office, he did it on the street.
Yep.
All right. So, Roberta, turning our attention to Seattle and the homeless story that we have at DougStephan.com today from there, what's that story?
Well, if you ever wondered what it was like to be a homeless person, well, now, thanks to a guy by the name of Mike Momani, who happens to be a homeless person in Seattle. He was a contract programmer, and then business slowed down. He's been trying to figure out a way to make some money. So he came up with the idea of actually charging people for a three-day course that he calls Applied Homelessness. Now, the course costs $2,000. And for that $2,000, his take is going to be $1,500. So he figures that's an hourly rate of $19.76. And then the rest, about $500, is going to be donated to shelters. And what you can get for your $2,000, well, you can hang out at popular homeless hangouts like the Seattle Public Library. You can talk to other homeless people. You can panhandle. You'll be able to nap on benches. And he'll even roam the streets with you at 3 a.m. on one of those nights. And you get to stay in a $15 per night hostel, which is in the same building as a homeless shelter. And they say it's only one notch above shelter conditions. You'll even get a new name and a simple life script to use. So if somebody asks, so, you know, who are you? Well, you'll have a name that you can use, and you'll have a story that you can tell them as to why you're roaming the streets, all for the grand sum of $2,000. So, yes, you too can be homeless for $2,000.
A private course in applied homelessness.
Applied homelessness.
All right.
Got to give him credit. Well, he's getting some flack for this. Yeah. You know, they're saying that, you know, homeless people are not tourist attractions. And
sure they
saying,
are.
You know, this
in
course
LA they
is,
are.
Is,
Santa
is
Monica
good.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? they're saying this course is good to raise awareness, but it shouldn't be a profit thing. It should be a nonprofit with the money going to homeless shelters.
So. All right. So here's how the other half lives. We were talking earlier today about what the rich are doing with their money, cash, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as a relative comparative here to how the other half lives, I was looking in the Wall Street Journal real estate section just for the heck of it. They're selling and renting boats now as if they were homes because some of them are big enough to be homes. There is a boat that's on rent right now, Roberta. You can rent this luxury boat for a weekend for $8,500. And it is I'm looking at pictures of it. It's magnificent. I'm just thinking about what people do with their money. If you want to go on a weekend in Saddle River, New Jersey, there is a house that's available there for $35,000 you can rent. Let's see here. It's a $40,000 a month rental. Another place, an estate that gets used a lot for films and commercials, and $35,000-$40,000 a week for these are not a big deal. These, by the way, were all New Jersey homes. Here's a home that was on the market for $5.5 million in Princeton, New Jersey, sold in 11 minutes. I had a friend who was interested in buying a place in the Back Bay in Boston, and it went on the market a day, and the asking price was in that neighborhood seemed to be fair. And because of the lack of stuff that's available for sale, the place sold the day it was put on the market for $300,000 more than the asking price. And she had 10 minutes to put a bid in on it if she wanted it. That's
so, wow.
That is how some who are in the other half live, as it were. Yeah. All right, let's talk about your health. Dr. Jack, talking earlier about how you need to get a good night's sleep, one of the things you also need to do is make sure that the blood in your body is getting around, circulating well, and thus the need for Heart Factors, Heart Factors Plus. It's your best chance for you at this point in time, because the year is coming to an end. These people are promoting a lot, and they're also offering, I think this is a great idea for stocking stuffers. I use that every once in a while as a sort of a connector to how you can use these things. These are good for you. Everybody who's over 40, everybody can use Heart Factors Plus. And so as the weeks are getting closer, Christmas, the holiday season in general, Heart Factors Plus available. This is the all-natural formula, boosting nitric oxide levels in your body, helping to improve their elasticity, getting blood everywhere it needs to go, every muscle of your body, get it into your brain better. You need to have blood in order to think and to be healthy. So boost the ability that your body has to feed and fuel itself with blood. That's the life blood. You hear that reference. Call 800 800- 877-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus. Order, you know, 4 or 5 months supply. You can give it to your friend, stocking stuffer, or somebody that you know is concerned about maintaining their health. This is not for people who have heart problems. This is for people who avoid having heart problems and circulatory problems. Call Heart Factors Plus. Gets the blood around by using nitric oxide. 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today, and you get a new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call now, 800-577-8560. Get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. It's the best deal of the year. It's just common sense as far as I'm concerned. Makes such good sense. 800-577-8560.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
All right, as I promised earlier, we have a gentleman with a name that we all know. Who doesn't know Picasso or know of Picasso or know of Picasso's work? The grandson of Pablo Picasso is Olivier Picasso, and he's here with us to talk about something being done that's very special, very unique. Mr. Picasso, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hello. Thank you.
You wrote a biography of your grandfather. How is it doing the research? Did you actually know him? And if you did, how well did you know him?
No, in fact, I'm too young for that, and I had to remember a few memories and especially ask the people who really knew him, as my mother and other people in the family, some of his friends, photographers, and to look after a lot of archives to make a good portrait of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have come up with an idea to sell one of your grandfather's the works. Everybody, again, knows Picasso, knows how significant he was in contributing to art in our world. These are very expensive portraits. Normally they go for millions of dollars, do they not?
Yes, of course. You must know that today my grandfather is very valued. And, for example, my grandmother, Marie-Thérèse, the portrait of my grandmother as the most expensive Picasso in the world.
How much did that sell for?
Oh, you mean the one in the raffle or you mean in general?
No, the one in the raffle, we're going to talk about that in a second, but in general, What's the average price
of
a Picasso?
Today, the most expensive Picasso painting is the portrait of Marie-Thérèse, which has been sold by Christie's in 2010 for $106 million.
Good God, can you imagine? A portrait.
Yes, she could not imagine that when she met him.
I would not think so.
Incredible.
It really is. All right, so now you've come up with a way. Picasso's, because of prices like that, normally reserved for the very wealthy. So you've come up with an idea and an effort to raise money to help a city in Lebanon. You're going to offer a raffle for one of the Picassos. Explain how that's going to work, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the people of the Association to Save the City of Tyre in Lebanon came to me with the idea not to organize a charity dinner, but to offer a Picasso in a raffle. And I thought it was a crazy idea, a very nice idea, but it would be difficult to find the artwork. And a little bit later, they found the right piece to be the winning prize of this raffle. So, first, it's a good opportunity to help a really serious operation, and then it's a good opportunity to put a Picasso in your living room.
So what happens if people want to get in? This is a raffle, so there are going to be how many tickets? So it's kind of like a lottery, in fact.
Yes, in fact, it's a lottery. There are 50,000 tickets for €100 each, which is about $135, and you can buy them exclusively online at www.1Picasso100euros.com, but you can easily find it through Google or Yahoo just by searching for Picasso raffle. And there are only 50,000 tickets. Most of them has already been sold, something like more than 40,000. And on December 18th, at Sotheby's auction house in Paris. There will be the drawing of the prize, and it's a beautiful paint on paper from 1914, which is worth something like $1 million.
All right, so here's what happens. You go to the number one Picasso, P-I-C-A-S-S-O, the number 100euros.com. So it's one Picasso, 100euros.com, and you can spend your $135 to buy a raffle ticket. What the heck? You got the 1 in 50,000 chance. That's better than any lottery you can come up with, and you'd have a painting worth well over $1 million, and this money is going to go to help save the city of Tyre in Lebanon. So it's a great story, actually. And I just find these things to be intriguing, frankly. Interesting stories about interesting people. So, Olivier, thank you for not only telling us more about your grandfather in your book, but also helping to spread the word through this raffle. Thank you for being here, and good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty. You are as green as winter snow.
Winter snow,
as in summer's brightest glow. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, you stand in woodland beauty.
What in the world?
Sounds like Ben Affleck to me.
Christmas is all around us. That's Billy Mack.
No, it's not. That's a mistake.
That is a mistake. What is that, Kenny?
I don't know why that's there.
It sounded like Ben Affleck singing that from that movie.
That was Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini from Surviving Christmas.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you know? I have yesterday's information, so what do I know? I don't have to know anything.
Who needs it?
I'm only the host of the program. I don't have to know anything. All I know is that Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can connect to it through DougStephan.com. He knows all kinds of, more than the average duck when it comes to movies and DVDs and videos and that sort of thing. So he's here every day with the movie news. Do we have a contest? I don't have to know what the contest is either. We'll just...
Yes, we do.
We do have a contest. All right, that'll be swell. Well, why don't we do the normal way we do this is 3 audio clips from a movie that was popular when, Kenny? What year is this movie from?
I'm looking it up right now. I don't know what happened to the sheet you're supposed to have.
We're wonderfully prepared.
1996.
Okay. All right, so let's hear the clips.
I'm a writer, too.
Oh, really? What did you write?
Psalm 85. I wasn't called Psalm 85 when I wrote it. I had no idea they were going to be collected and numbered.
All right, 888-302-3684. I have no idea what that movie is. I wonder, it's not important for me to know. It's important for you.
You would
to
love
know.
It. Oh, what you would love this one.
All right, Jennifer knows the movie.
Yeah.
All right, next clip.
Invented standing in line.
You invented standing in line.
Mm-hmm. Before then, everybody just milled around.
I know
it's a
it
mess.
Is.
So one day.
Wings,
it.
Right?
Why not make a line?
Yeah.
Line for what? To get in.
All right. And Saturday Night Fever. Together. No, very nice.
Exactly.
All right, 888-302-3C. I can play along with everybody else. I don't have to have the answer. 888-302-3684 is the name of the movie. Swell prize. You haven't won before in Movie Moments. You will get the prize first in, first on. Here's the last clue.
Have you ever seen the world's biggest ball of twine?
No. Listen, we have to get back.
I once saw the world's biggest cannonball, Mesopotamia. I wonder if it's still there.
Mesopotamia isn't still there.
Nothing lasts.
And he was smoking all the way through it, which was very interesting as well. All right, so what's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684. Tucker has movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog and all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through Blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
My staff was complimenting me on how well I handled that lack of information there. Thank
smooth
you.
Operator,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you, staff. All right. So, Kenny. No, never mind, Kenny. Keep quiet. Chucker, what do we have for movie news?
I'll take over, Doug. Paramount Pictures signing on Juan Bayona, the director of the Naomi Watts disaster film, The Impossible, to helm a sequel to World War Z, the end of the world zombie film, which was a big hit this summer. Brad Pitt will once again star, also produce. Believe it or not, World War Z was the biggest hit in Brad Pitt's career.
Good
My
God.
Problem, it was very watchable, but in comparison to AMC's The Walking Dead, no comparison. Other news, Tom Cruise and Paramount Pictures quickly moving forward with a sequel to Jack Reacher. They've optioned the latest Reacher novel, Never Back Down, as a source material. Cruise also will go on to do a Mission Impossible 5. Sony Pictures hiring screenwriters to do a Bad Boys 3 with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reportedly coming back.
All right. So I don't know what the name of the movie is. Kenny, you want to be the person to tell everybody the name of it? It's Michael, right?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.